I so believe this. I so believe this. You know that this happened to me once?
What?
Did I tell you the story where this happened to me? This exact same thing. My own Watergate. Should I tell you the story?
Yeah.
So I just started at the television. I was 19 and I was on television in Holland and I was like super. It was only two stations. So it was like, you know, everyone knew me. And I went to go interview the Rolling Stones. So we're talking, when was I 19, John? This is 1983, I think, 84.
I don't know.
So I go to interview the Rolling Stones in London. And we're in London, and it's like one of these shoots where, you know, they're all like rolling around and it's hard to get them into the room and everyone's waiting. And we're talking tape, right? We're talking analog. We're talking clapboards. You know, this is way back in the day. Please, you know, forget that you're in 2012. So finally, you know, the guys stumble in. It was Keith and Woody. They fall into the room. Like, oh, hold on a second. They go in the bathroom. They're snorting coke off his Bowie knife. You know, like, ah, so they finally sit down. You know, we do the interview. It was great because they were completely hammered. And then my producer says, oh, man, you know, let's take a picture because we can get this on the front page of the newspaper that you did an interview with him. Great promotion for the show. And no one had a camera. Can you imagine? This is 1984. No one had brought a camera, but I had a new one of these newfangled Kodak disc cameras in my briefcase. Remember those? The Kodak disc?
Yep, they had a disc.
Right. So I say, oh, I've got the Kodak disc, which, by the way, crappy photos. They took really crap photos.
Yeah, they were little bitty negatives or dinky.
Yeah, like a Viewmaster.
Exactly.
So they take a picture, and we go back. And we're and so we have a service, and the service is the Dutch Broadcasting Corporation, where they would actually take, it's called the press bureau. You would give them your film, and they would have it developed, and then, you know, then they'd send it out to the newspapers, etc. So I gave the disc to my producer, and at the time I was dating one of the
I'm already seeing where this is headed.
She had just started to, she was an announcer on television. They had these announcers in between the, it's very much like the BBC does with Voice. In Holland, they would have an announcer and she would sit there and say, oh, coming up next, we have this show and this show after that. And then she would go away and then she'd come in like kind of a disc jockey of television shows. And really pretty girl, Caroline Tense. Everyone in Holland knows her. And then all of a sudden, like, oh crap, man. I took pictures of her with the disc camera and they're not flattering. They had naked pictures. And so we broke into the press bureau that night to retrieve the disc and then have it developed somewhere else where we could actually, you know, get rid of the prints.
The
evidence. And it was, and I still have these pictures, which is the best part. I've carried them with me through two marriages.
What? Yeah. What a pervert.
But these things do happen. And I totally believe that. How can we find out more about Nixon? This is great.
Well, I don't know. I think all the guys involved with that, any one of I don't know how many of the burglars would have been privy to the real target. I think probably that creepy guy that was always claiming to be all kinds of, you know, super spy that used to light his hand on fire, kind of, what is his name? G. Gordon Liddy would know. But then you can't trust what he says.
No.
I don't know. I don't think it's verifiable.
I love it, though.